we fucking go.
You're listening to Bread and Circuses.
It was like the mob media, for one, is the entire world populated. Like, everybody's on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Fucking the UK is on Twitter. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
unfortunately.
With Caleb Salvatore.
Well, they can't. They can't go to the comedy shows because there's a 2-drink minimum, and you can't mix the Percocet you've been stealing from work with liquor.
And Nick Kohler.
There'd literally be people in the fucking 80s that didn't know that nutting in a girl would make her pregnant.
No, no one's asked that question. What did those families do to provoke Alex Jones like that?
You know what'll solve all of these racial police protests? A Pepsi.
What the fuck is up, friends? Welcome to Bread and Circuses. We waited. It's the 420 fiasco.
420 special, dude.
It's the 420 special. Are you intoxicated?
Yeah, I had a little edible earlier, so.
I had a beer. I haven't used marijuana or any drugs since before Thanksgiving. So
this is the first time I've done anything in like a month or so.
Yeah.
I don't do THC products very much. So
I was talking about it. I want to, like, when I say I quit doing that, like, I'm not a drug addict. Okay. Like, if you gave me a joint and I wanted to smoke it, I could smoke it. And if I didn't want to, I wouldn't smoke another one for 6 months. It's not like I do it and my life spirals out of control. That's not why I stopped. Right. Mm-hmm. I stopped because it just stopped being fun. It was, I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was something to do with my mindset. I would smoke weed and 9 out of 10 times I'd get the giggles. So 8 out of 10 times I'd get the giggles, and 2 out of 10 times I'd get super paranoid and anxious. And somewhere
you already kind of are anyway. So.
Right.
You're kind of both.
Yeah. It would just put an exclamation point on whatever kind of mood I was in. You know what I mean? That's what I found. But so somewhere along the way it switched, and it was 8 out of 10 times I was paranoid and anxious, and then the other two.
Oh yeah, that's not a good mindset.
And I'm like, and my thing with edibles, like, they're even worse because you don't know when that shit's gonna kick in. Like, yeah. I took a Delta 8 edible one time. It was like 100 milligrams of Delta 8. And I took it at 9 o'clock at night on a Friday.
Probably, and I hate it to like midnight.
I was like, okay, hit me about 11 o'clock midnight is what I was thinking. Nothing happened. I got a little tired and that was it. I woke up at 7 o'clock in the morning, high as a kite. I thought I was having a stroke.
Horrible.
Edibles don't take 10 hours to kick in. I thought I was having a stroke. I was getting ready to go to the fucking hospital. Like,
that's,
I didn't know.
Awful, man.
Yeah. I had, so the guy, Greenlight Naturals in Benson's, where I get my dog, I still get CBD for my dog there. He has really bad plantar fasciitis. What's the thing in your carpal tunnel? I have
carpal tunnel. Yeah. For the
He has carpal tunnel, and he was popping CBD gummies, right? In his shop. Mm-hmm. He was telling me this. He's popping CBD gummies. And it was 11 o'clock noon. He ran out. So he went over and he grabbed them. He thought they were CBD gummies. They were Delta 8. And he took the whole bag. And it was like 500 milligrams.
Oh, that's horrible, man.
And he's like, dude, like, I shut the shop down. And like, I started driving to the hospital because I thought I was having a stroke. Because I thought, like, I don't know, aneurysm, stroke, something was wrong with me. He goes, and then I stopped, like, I'm driving. He's like, and of course it seemed like I'd been driving for an hour. And I really had made it 2 blocks. And he's like, and I stop and I'm just like, I'm just really fucking high.
Dude, I fucking hate driving when you're like really, really stoned.
Yeah, I don't do it. No.
It sucks, man. You're driving drunk, okay. You know.
Stop it.
Driving high though, no siree, dude.
What is it Justin Healy says? It's drinking and driving is fine. Drinking then driving is the issue. I'm not going to encourage anyone to drink and drive, but if you think about it, technically speaking, I mean, if you drink and drive, the alcohol is not going to hit till you get to your destination.
Especially if it's a short, if you're just driving to go get some more beer, dude.
Yeah, like, if you're just going to the grocery store down the street or the liquor store, yeah, it's, you know, it's not going to hit you till you're done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
It's fucking... No, I'm kidding. Don't
that's
do
the
it.
Fucking that's the loophole in the law, man.
Yeah, no, don't do it, because you best case scenario, you leave people like me who have a fucked up neck for the rest of their life.
Yeah, right.
Worst case,
that guy was drinking and then drinking and driving.
That
like
guy
he
was
both.
Drinking, then drinking, then drinking, then drinking, then drinking, then drinking and driving. Like, that, yeah.
He's all pissed off at you for making him spill his fucking crown and coat.
Spill his beer.
I spilled my fucking cocktail, you son of a bitch.
The shitty part is that case is still ongoing, so I can't really say anything else. Once that case is settled, once everything's done and the court procedures and everything are done, I will do the full spiel on it. I will unleash. We'll talk about it then, but I can't. I can't say anything right now. I don't have a gag order, but my lawyer told me it would be in my best interest to shut the fuck up about
it.
So
that's usually how those things go. So
yeah. So just
to talk about ongoing legal litigation, so it doesn't like affect the jury or anything. Like could be listening or anything like that. So.
Yes, the jury. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
If one of our listeners was on the jury,
you never know, man. Like, it can affect the jury's, you know, like the best friend of the jury's guy's wife.
Yeah.
And then they're talking about it at work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
So. Wouldn't that be something, like one of our listeners gets on the jury and they're just like, they don't tell anyone. And they're like, I'm going to make sure this motherfucker gets the biggest payday.
Well, they are only getting their news from Alex Jones. So,
well, yeah, dude, you know, I told you about that, right?
Yeah.
I tried to get years ago. I got called to jury duty and I did not want to do it. And so I got called to jury duty and they send you this questionnaire. And so I'm typing out the questionnaire. The first question is like, what do you do, or like, where do you get the majority of your news from? And I told him InfoWars.
So. Dude, I think I had told you before, and I think I've said it on the show before too, that I got called to jury duty. I was actually deployed.
Yeah, you're deployed. Yeah.
You're not even supposed to be on jury duty while you're in the military, because you're already doing civil service there. Right. But I got it while I was like over in another fucking country, dude. Like,
right.
And they couldn't even take my paperwork saying that I was currently in the military, because, you know, that's, you know, that would only show, that would only be just enough to show that I can't do jury duty. They also needed like my orders saying I was deployed, as if that fucking mattered. You know what I mean? But
that's
state of Nebraska for you, man.
Well, I wound up getting called to I was working as a bank teller at the time. This is, fuck, dude, must have been like 4 or 5 years ago. I was working as a bank teller, and the case I got was a bank robbery. So as soon as they told me that, I'm like, well, they're not taking me. Like, that's clear.
No, yeah, that'd be like having a truck driver be on the jury for like a fucking Grand Theft Auto of like
right.
a semi truck or some shit.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah,
of course, so you're gonna be like, man, fuck this dude. He's guilty.
Fuck this guy. Death. Really? Death 5 years is all? How about capital punishment? Like, sure, this is a littering case.
He didn't even get any money, dude. He's the cops got it right outside the bank, man. Everyone was fine. Death penalty.
Death
how
penalty.
How dare he try to disrupt our money system?
Take him to our FDIC insured money. Yeah.
How dare he try to screw over the FDIC like that?
Those are good people at the FDIC, okay? That's fucking, no, it's like, but yeah, no, so I mean, they call me, and yeah, I got off, so I was all pissy about it, but most jobs have a thing in place where they'll pay you for jury duty, and you don't have to use, like, vacation and shit.
I was gonna ask, isn't it, it's like a thing
written
by law,
I'm not sure if
the law can't fuck around with jury duty, man. It's like the entire basis of our legal system. So they got it's like voting, you know what
right.
I mean? Like,
yeah, they can't tell you can't vote.
Imagine if your fucking employer was like, if you go to jury duty when you're supposed to be on this big project, you're gonna be fired.
That's what it's to prevent it from. Unfortunately, if they really want to fire you for it, they can find other ways to do it.
Yeah, I mean, Nebraska is it right to work is the
right
one where
work.
They can fire
at will,
you for
at will employment.
At will,
employment,
yeah. They would just be like, oh, you smelled like butt on job, can't do that, fired.
Yep, but no, that's a... Yeah, but your job has to pay you, and you get $50 a day from the court. So
really?
Yeah. So, like, if you can do jury, if you can get jury duty, like get you out of work. And
if you're working like a six figure job, though, that's like a severe money. Can you like claim that on your taxes then if you like lost a bunch of income because of that?
They have
like,
the job has to pay you.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because like my dad did that, dude. Like my dad making $50 a day, like on jury duty for like 3 weeks, he'd be like, fuck, it's sucking.
No, man. Your job has to pay you and you get the $50 a day.
Is that a national law or is that like a state law?
I'm not sure how it is. They may not have to. I could be wrong. It may not be every company that does it. But
okay, isn't some bullshit like in Mississippi where like, well, I'll only do that, but only if you're not a colored.
I type in does and the first thing, does your job have to pay you for jury duty?
Damn, okay. It's fucking listening to us, man.
Here it goes. In Nebraska, your employer is not only required to give you leave for jury duty, but they are required to pay your normal wages for all working hours spent. So,
dang, that's not a bad deal then.
No,
honestly,
and you get the $50. Yeah, and they pay for your parking, and they usually bring lunch in.
Wow, dude, is it like good lunch or is it like shit lunch? Like fucking Blimpy, like back when Blimpy used to be a thing.
I'm sure they give you like it's probably like Burger King. I doubt they bring in fucking like gourmet meals and shit, but. And you're not bringing in fucking 808 Chop House, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you remember back in the day when Blimpy used to be like the shitty Subway, so like that.
That place was a terrible place.
You got like a fucking like sandwich with just ham and cheese.
Dude, like, Blimpy like was literally chips. Like, do you want to pay $5 for a sandwich you could literally make at home? That was Blimpy. That was like
slightly better bread.
Dude, now like I remember the days when it was Subway and Blimpy and Quiznos if you
Quiznos,
wanted a sandwich.
Yeah.
Three choices.
Quiznos was the one that got in trouble for like fucking all the franchisees over. Wasn't
it? It was sad because Quiznos was the best of the three. In my,
they were
opinion.
The ones that like first started toasting sandwiches, weren't they?
Yeah, they started that because you had it was Quiznos was the top tier, and then you had Subway, and then Blimpy, and then Quiznos went under, and Blimpy went under, and it kind of like. Burst open the dam because now there's like a new sandwich shop on every corner, it seems like.
Well,
all kinds of franchises.
I read the thing that really is hurting Subway and the
Jared
last
fucking
years.
Kids.
Well, I mean, other than that,
that actually helped their setup.
Well, yeah, right. The fucking very popular, the pedophile.
I ate there more.
No, like places like, like fucking what's the crazy fast plate, the sandwich delivery
place? Jimmy John's.
Yeah, places like Jimmy John's and like that one like New York sub place that's like
Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, Jersey Mike's. And then there's the one other one. There's like one other kind of big sandwich chain that's makes a little bit like higher quality sandwiches.
Potbelly.
Potbelly, like yeah. So like places like those, and those are like all the three kind of main ones. Mm-hmm. Those ones are really like giving Subway like a lot of run for their money because people are like, well, these places all have like way better kind of specialized.
And it's the same price.
Yeah. And like the Subway is kind of, you know, their thing used to be getting the $5 sandwich, which was like a pretty good
deal.
Now
it's like $9.
And now it's seriously like double that for like a fucking meatball sub or some
shit.
It's
ridiculous. And it's
soggy ass bread.
I don't know who the fuck they think they are. Like, in it, here, don't get me wrong. Subway's safe. You know what I mean?
Subway's
like,
okay. Yeah. If I'm in a small town on the interstate or something, like I see a Subway, I'd rather eat there than get gas station food.
That's exactly it. If I'm traveling for comedy, I try to be conscious of what I put in my body when I travel because unfortunately there's not a lot of options in the small towns that you drive along the way. So I try to be conscious of what I eat. I don't want to be eating McDonald's and fucking KFC and shit.
Getting a 6-inch turkey sandwich like isn't really that clear. Like it's not the best, but I mean it's a lot better than a fucking double cheeseburger.
When you pull into fucking, you know, Sydney, Iowa, you know, like and those are your options are Wendy's, McDonald's, and Subway.
Or Pizza Huts. They all have a lot of pizza places.
Yeah, they love Pizza Hut. Yeah, when your options are those four places, Subway's obviously it's not great, but it's the best. It's the lesser of the evils.
Yeah, the best of all those options. As long as you're not out there getting like fucking two 12-inch subs. Let me get
two 12-inch meatball subs.
The meatball marinara is extra fucking jalapenos.
Double the cheese.
Double cheese.
cheese and a large Diet Coke.
Yeah, diet. I'm trying to watch my figure. And you know what?
No. A large Powerade because yeah. I don't want, I need to watch my weight.
Yeah, even though Powerade has more sugar than Coke. Yeah. That's exactly
it. Life
yeah.
water.
Trying to watch.
It's healthy. It's got water in the name. It's got to be healthy. They're having it a Subway. I want to be like Jared. Lose 200 pounds.
I want to be like Jared and go to Thailand and fuck little boys. Yeah, that's what I want to do. Yeah, no, when that scandal came out, when he was fucking about Jared, I stopped eating Subway for like a month. I'm like, I just something was about it. Just kind of grossed
that? I thought it was that he just had like child porn on. Like if I say first, just as if that's like a small thing, but like I thought they just found.
At first it was that, and then it came out that he was doing all the other shit, like that he was doing stuff over in Thailand and stuff.
Thailand is like a fucking cesspool when it comes to like purchasing sex. So.
Oh yeah, let me double check that just so we don't get sued. Jared Fogel. let's pull up his Wikipedia. That's the most reliable source. Let's see, Jared.
For certain things.
Potential for other criminal charges. Okay, yeah. So there was yeah.
What does that even mean, though? Like, potential.
They looked into other things, but it looks like he struck a plea deal.
Mm.
So that's what it looks like. But yeah, so Jared did not officially rape any kids. I apologize to Jared.
let's see here. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see nothing that says he was actually convicted on fucking kids.
I wonder if he had like a wife and child at all.
I don't think he was ever married. I could be wrong. Let's see, personal life. Oh no, he was. He was engaged to a woman, a teacher. Oh wow. Great. So he was around kids all the time, huh?
Yeah, damn. Awesome. He had a net worth of $15 million back in
fucking. Dude was fucking stacked, man.
How did he have so much money from like just being in commercials?
Hey, I used to be fat. Like that was his whole brand.
Did he have like a fucking business or something, or do he have like a majority stake in Subway or some shit?
He must have had some type of something like that. He must have had a his filmography, Dr. Phil.
He was in Sharknado.
Yeah.
God damn, dude.
Oh my god. What a piece of shit. So speaking of public figures, have you seen Bill O'Reilly's airport meltdown?
No. I mean, Bill O'Reilly, if anybody's going to have a public meltdown, Bill O'Reilly's the type of dude I would say that would do it. Bill O'Reilly's the kind of guy that like mistreats like people in a fucking like Starbucks drive-thru.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you know he's just the biggest fucking asshole.
He's the guy that like pulls up to like the second window at like fucking McDonald's. I was like, so why is it taking so long, huh? There's only three people in front of me. Why'd it take so long? Would they order for a whole fucking family reunion in there?
He's like, the guy that walks into a business like just on a day it happens to be slow and goes, so when are they closing this place? You never got any customers here.
Yeah, right.
that's Bill O'Reilly. Here, I'll play it up here. Bill O'Reilly threatens JetBlue airport employee.
Damn, Bill O'Reilly's tall as fuck, man.
I know, he's getting old. Here, I'll turn it down a little bit.
Look at him with that old man gaunt in his back there, dude.
Look at his all white and his white jacket and the light khakis. Old as fuck. Male Karen. Here we go.
Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly and Fox 5. I want to see a man.
What is this on?
Daily Mail.
You're gonna find out.
He's trying to read the name tag. What a fucking boomer, dude.
He wants to get him fired. He's
I'm reading your name. Hey, fucking Dave over there told me that my flight was late, and it's his fucking fault for not double checking.
I mean, like, he's a tall guy, like, he's like 6'5, and he's like trying to intimidate this guy at the airport. Like, what a fucking asshole.
You would think that they could, like, fine people for, like, threatening people or fucking places.
I dare you. I
mean, it sucks that there's, like, no protection for employees that, like, get mistreated by fucking old people. You know what I mean? Like,
I know. You're just supposed to sit there and take it.
Yeah.
And as Karens, we know,
and even just old people, it's either like old men, or not even, it's like old people, or like mid, like late 30s plus white women.
Yes, those are the two devils. But as we know, it's not like Bill O'Reilly has this history of abusing employees or anything on camera. He would never do that.
And that is it for us today. Okay, I don't
it's
know.
It's like young Bill Riley.
Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. Yep. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there it is.
We'll do a live.
Okay, but yeah, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay. I mean, sure.
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean? To play us out.
How does he not know what that means? I remember seeing this video
when
I was a
frustrated
kid.
Old guy, man.
And I had never worked in media before. And I was like 12 years old. And I'm like, how does he not? Even I knew what that means, to play us out.
Sting is going to do. It's a video. Sting video.
What is
for credits?
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, go, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it.
Again, 5.
Now he's fucking up, man. Now it's it's everyone
else's tomorrow,
fault.
And that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a. I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
No. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
5, 4,
this video never gets old, man.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Now that's a professional.
Fucking getting all mad because he's a dumbass, dude.
He
like
throws the pen.
It's like a fucking old person going up to like a fucking subway entrance or some shit, and the sign says like use other door.
Yeah.
Why do I have to use this door? Why can't I use the other door? What does that even mean? Like,
oh my God, dude. It's just so.
Talk to anybody that's worked a service job before and they'll just have all these horror stories of fucking old people.
It's always old people, too. And I'm just like.
The majority old people, man.
I'm just like, bro, like. Especially when they're impatient is what pisses me off. I'm like, you don't got nowhere to be. You're retired. Like, fucking calm down.
It is really nice when, like, you're working a job where you're not the person that has to put up with their shit.
Yeah.
And you can just be like, dude, you either take what I'm doing or you fucking leave it. Like, I'm not here to, like, satisfy you, dude. I'm here. Like, it's usually those jobs where you're, like, doing shit for, like, regulatory purposes of, like, the government or something.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't give a shit if they're fucking happy or not,
nope.
Dude. You're just like, hey, you know what? If you don't like it, fuck you.
Advice anybody out there, get the fuck as far away from customer service as you can. That's like everyone knock like the office and regulatory and compliance lives. And I'm like, bro, you know what? Does it get boring? Sure. But so does fucking customer service. And
customer
you're not getting chastised.
It gets like the opposite of boring.
Yeah.
Dude. Like there's too much that happens with.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, no, that's exactly it. Yeah. I mean, it's not fun, though. You know, that's the point I'm trying. It's not boring. Yeah. Is not the right word, but it's certainly not fun to be abused and just constantly have to make fucking ridiculous sales numbers and shit. So,
yeah, right.
That's how you get the Wells Fargo situations.
Yeah, right, dude.
Where people
fucking opening up accounts for them and shit. Like,
they were
man.
They were doing it for their own best interest. Mm-hmm. Like that's what they were doing.
Can you imagine they were like getting abused by old people and then they just opened up like six accounts for them without fucking telling them, like, haha, fuck you, bitch. Like, they just broke laws at us because they fucking hated their customer base. They fucking deserved it, dude.
The old people. Have you ever seen that documentary on Netflix about the Wells Fargo thing?
No, I didn't know there was a documentary. It's, I should watch that shit, man.
Dirty Money or something money. But yeah, it's about the Wells Fargo scandal. And the lady,
I should watch that for real.
Well, yeah, the lady was talking. She's like, she was working in a town of like, at a branch in a town of like 14,000 people. And she's like, I looked at it and I'm like, we have 40,000 checking accounts. Like, how do we have that in this town of people?
Whoa, yeah. That's insane, dude.
Yeah. And it was crazy, man. And it was, that shit was from the top down. Like, they tried to sell it that it was, because I had known people that had worked at Wells Fargo that had told me that years and years before that scandal came out. And it was just always kind of like, because I worked in banking when I was, you know, for years when I was in college and shit. And it was just kind of known that Wells Fargo was like a used car dealership with how they operated and stuff. And it was just really shady. And they had like bully sales tactics and they did unethical shit to.
They created total, like, they're like middle management, high management created such hostile work environments, yeah, for the, like, the ground floor people.
Yeah.
That it was like, dude, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
You're not cheating. Yeah, literally. Yeah. Well, I knew someone that worked at Wells Fargo as a banker, and he was telling me that one time they had, they were 170% to goal for the month with 10 days left in the month. And they had a slow morning, and he got a phone call getting his ass chewed, asking where the accounts were for the day. And I'm like, I cannot imagine working in a place like that. And you see, and yeah, at the end of the day, it's the individual employee's fault they went and forged the signature and shit. But I mean, when you threaten
another
people,
thing too, it's like, it's their fucking livelihood, man.
That's exactly, like, it. When you threaten people's livelihoods, they're gonna make a decision, and it's not gonna be you painted them into a corner, essentially.
Imagine you're working at a bakery and some fucking baker, like your manager of your bakery, is fucking yelling at you to just keep making more and more fucking, yeah, loaves of bread, dude. You're gonna cut corners.
Yeah, that's like, exactly it. You're gonna cheat. You're gonna lie. Like, that's what. Yeah, I mean, dude.
Oh, literally. Yeah, I baked those fucking loaves of bread. Oh yeah, what happened to them? Oh, we sold them, and then you're like, oh, you're fucking putting it in the system that you sold them and shit.
Right, like, and you can't, and like, it's hard to blame people because it's like, either your kid goes homeless or you open up a checking account for a guy you've never met. You know, there's no choice there. Sorry, there's not.
If being in a position where you're like having to try to find a job is like really stressful,
man.
That is
the worst.
It's fucking horrible. You feel so fucking helpless because it's like you're going to all these job interviews and shit, and you're just like, oh, I don't know if I'm gonna get this one. Like,
the worst is that period where you're sitting where you have to apply, and they all take like a week to reach out to you, and if they reach out to you and if they reach out to you in like a day, the job probably sucks. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, like all the people are like, what the fuck are you doing, man? You're like, dude, I've applied. They're just not sending me shit back. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's rough, man.
And that's the thing is, it's like,
what years did that scandal happen again?
Fuck, I want to say 2016, 17.
Is that when it came out, or is that when
it had been going on for close to a decade?
So imagine it's like 2010 and the economy is still in the shitter, you know what I mean? From the fucking crisis and stuff. Like, that's not fun, man. You want job security.
They had other things got leaked. Like, they were calling subprime lending, they were calling it like mud people loans and shit like that.
I heard that was like Fannie Mae up in New York.
Oh, was it them? Maybe it was. That was. Oh, no, they were calling it ghetto loans. That's what it was. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Fannie Mae or New York Mellon or one of those big banks. That was
Fannie Mae ended up going under because of that.
But. Yeah, I believe it. Fucking. Yeah. No, there was one of them was kind of one of them was calling like subprime lending mud people loans. And I'm like, holy shit, dude. Like, that's like, I know I say some fucked up shit on stage, but that's fucked, man.
Man, when I'm at when I'm at college, dude, I always tell all the, like, the other business school people, like, that are around me, I tell them, like, man, you guys want to get into a job that's not going away anytime soon, and that's, like, a pretty decent job, is try to get into, like, financial regulation stuff or something, man. It's such a broad career field, and, like, dude, ever since fucking 2008 and everything, and even just the government stepping up stuff to try to fight financial crimes, like,
yes, and
not job going away.
No, and that's the thing, is it's like, so eventually every job's going to be automated, right? Like, eventually, maybe not in our lifetime, maybe it will be, but I don't know, or almost every job. That's going to be one of the last ones, because that's one of the fields. I was actually reading an article about it yesterday. So the AI is so far behind in those fields that you couldn't efficiently operate without, like, large teams of humans. Mm-hmm. Like,
those analytical jobs, yes, that, like, require fine tuning, looking over and making judgment based decisions. Yep.
Because a computer can't look at something and determine, you know, this is fishy. A computer can track activity and say this might be fishy, but those computer systems, they generate millions of false positives per day throughout the country. Mm-hmm. I mean, if a company's going to run like that, it's going to go under.
Yeah, because that's the thing, is they have to balance it with the fact that they're also trying to make money. Like,
yeah. Yeah, it's inefficient. You can't do that. It doesn't work, because, yeah, I mean, it'd flag everybody. Everybody would be a criminal. You know what I mean? Like, it's,
yeah,
because, I mean, it eventually that's what happens when you give machines that kind of power, is they just they
gotta be inefficient. Everything. It's like, or people are going to figure out ways to game it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which also is a problem. Like, people are able to game stuff and avoid finance laws and shit. Like,
people have been doing that since the dawn of time.
They have, but, like, imagine that there wasn't anybody, like, manually reviewing stuff. Yeah. Like, dude, you could game AI all fucking day, man.
Absolutely. Fucking, I mean, terrorist financing, drug cartels, human trafficking is the big one.
Chinese gold farming and video games, man.
Yeah. Human trafficking is another, like, a big one that they look out for and stuff. I mean, yeah, dude, it's fucking, it's everywhere, and computers just are not smart enough to do it, and I don't know if they ever will be in our lifetime. It's just like, that's just one of those things where the human element's needed, you know what I mean? It's
maybe they'll create some crazy AI for it, but it's like one of those things that, you know,
it'd be so expensive though, yeah, you know, like that's the only thing. But I mean, yeah, computers computers can gather raw data and stuff like that, but they can't look at that data and see and try to discern what's legitimate business practice and what's criminality, you know, criminal activity. So that's you're right. If you're looking for a job field to get into that's not going away anytime soon, that's absolutely one of them.
Matt, what was it? I think it was the beginning of this year or something like that, when I think it was Chase Bank over in the East Coast got fucking hit with, like, huge, like, fines and shit from, like, from the federal government, because they were, like, laundering money from, like, 10 years ago and doing business with the fucking mafia and stuff over there in Jersey and shit.
Oh, they're all doing shit like that.
Yeah, dude, there was, like, a big one though. Like, it's like, you know, when you go to, like, the Wikipedia or whatever, type in, like, list of huge bank sanctions, that's, like, the most recent one that pops up there.
Well, we both know of one that kept financing terrorists. We can't say it out here because we signed an NDA.
Yeah, right.
We know of one. Some of you might know what we're talking about. I remember, like, getting trainings like that every time they would get in trouble. And it was just like, I'm like, dude, like, stop breaking the fucking law. Like, I'm not the one doing this shit.
Dude,
like, you're the reason I'm having to take all this shit.
Do you think, I know all these, like, we'll kind of try to relate this to some current events here as maybe predict the future a little bit here.
Yeah.
You know how all these, like, companies, like, went fucking woke.
Yeah.
With, like, I don't even want to say went woke, but they just were like all these companies like pulled out of Russia with everything going on. I mean, obviously, like you could say like, oh yeah, they want to be ethical and whatnot. It's like, dude, companies don't give a fuck about ethics, man.
They don't care.
And if there would have been like a severe money loss reason for them or something to want to have pulled out.
Dude, they have to care.
Whole ass country.
They're all financing like African diamond mining and shit like that. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they own their company. Their fucking 401k programs own stocks and companies that like fucking use child labor.
Yeah,
and, like,
child labor.
Southeast Asian. They don't
war profiteering. Yeah, I mean they don't care.
Do you think then that like 5-10 years from now we're gonna find like they're gonna find evidence of these companies like doing business deals under the table with like Russian oligarchs and all this like companies over in Russia, man, and like they're gonna get huge sanctions for it.
Absolutely, they will. Absolutely, yeah.
Have they already like the government already come out and be like, you guys can't do business with Russia? Like I know they kicked.
There's sanctions. Yeah, there's sanctions all across Russia. It's all on the federal government's website.
So what are the specifics of the sanctions, since you kind of work in that field a little bit, or you know, like know people that work in that field a little bit? Yeah. Like, but what are the specifics of the actual sanctions that came out? Like,
It's mainly just you can't do business with Russia.
Is that really what is? Is it like just say that, or is it?
I mean,
like,
it's more technical and shit than that.
Like, could you own like a third party company in fucking Mexico that could still do business with Russia or some shit like that? You know what I mean?
I think that would complicate things more. I don't know what the Mexican government's regulations are. I'm pretty sure they kicked Russia off of SWIFT though, which
that's what I heard they did.
So if I'm pretty sure that was it. I know they were talking about it. If they did kick Russia off of SWIFT, then yeah, you wouldn't. Mexico, Canada, Great Britain, doesn't matter, because that's what all the countries use.
Let's look that up, because SWIFT is basically like the payment program that we all use, like to send money through like PayPal and shit, and like sending money.
Oh no, here it is. Yeah, Russia's banned from SWIFT. Yeah.
So I saw though that made them basically go get with China and use China's version of SWIFT, because you know they have like a fucking shitty like pirated version of SWIFT that they use in their country. Like
we shot ourselves in the foot, because I mean, now what we've done is we've had, I mean, China and Russia, they were never like best friends, but we've just created an alliance with them. You know, they both like now their currency, they're going to combine and their currencies will be stronger than ever. Plus Russia's only letting you buy oil in rubles or gold. So
The ruble like dropped in price, like
it shot back up though.
It shot back up. It's the same as it was before.
It didn't, like the sanctions had no effect but pissed them off and give them fucking fodder for war propaganda against us. Like we fucking shot ourselves in the foot. It's just been a complete disaster on all fronts, man.
You know, when you look at the history of like Russia, like if you go to like Google, you can type in like ruble value and they'll give you like, you know, the value of it since 2003. I think that's how far it goes back. The big dips on there are around 2008, like late 2008, early 2009. Well, not that. And then also Russia invaded Georgia.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And they probably got hit with sanctions then too.
They did. Yeah. The West sanctioned them a bunch. And then the other one you look at is like early 2015, late 2014, there's a big dip. And that's when they like were doing all the stuff with Syria. And I think that's also like around the time that
probably more sanctions.
Well, that was around the time the whole stuff with the Ukraine really started to happen.
Yeah.
And it had kind of been a consistent value there. But I remember about that time, man, like going to the gas station, and gas was like super cheap about that time. And everyone was like, yo, how the fuck is gas so cheap?
Because
like,
we were making it here.
Yeah, well, it was like under $2 a gallon. Yeah, like
we were making it here.
Yeah, and it was, and I was trying to kind of look into it, and it was something with like oil from Russia being blocked, and some with Saudi Arabia and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was like,
damn, man, like, how does that make gas less than, like, how does that make gas $1.88? Like, what the fuck?
That's oh, shit. Speaking of Russia, did you see what happened in D.C. today?
It was a song with Biden, man. I mean, no. I just saw Biden do that shit where he like tried to shake the guy's hand
where like, no one was
that
there.
Wasn't there. And he's just
someone shared that. Man? No, not that, but someone shared that video on Facebook. And I shit you not, Facebook hit you with the second you see that video, Facebook hits you with 4 fact checks. Like one on the video and then 3 articles underneath it. And it's like he was actually turning and pointing to someone off stage. He was. I'm like, dude, watch the fucking video. How stupid do you think people are? Well, 30% of the population will take that argument and run with it. That's the problem.
The DC fucking the DC shills out there on the Biden administration shills being like, no, if he was fucking hungry, dude. He didn't have anything to eat that day. Yeah. Like,
it's like Alex Jones. I had a big bowl of chili. That's why he couldn't remember his kids' names in court. Yeah. Or his kids' ages. There was that. And then there was did you see the Easter thing?
No, what happened with that?
So they had like their annual like White House Easter egg hunt. And Biden walks over to the group of kids and their parents and starts talking to them about Afghanistan like they were reporters. He had no clue where he was.
That's fucking and horrible, man. This is the president, man.
Someone in an Easter bunny costume had to jump in his way and divert him.
well, you know, Afghanistan's is bad, man.
If he wasn't the president, it wouldn't be funny. You know what I mean? Like, if it was your great-grandpa doing that, it'd be sad.
Dude,
but this is a guy who's put himself in the public eye. He's talked mad shit. You know, he's got supporters and shit. It's open fucking – it's fair game. Sorry.
You know what a fucking a institution like Saturday Night Live could be making some of the best content
Trump and woke bullshit.
Dude, you imagine like Jim Carrey out there acting like a goddamn asshole like on fucking all these like
Will stages. Ferrell? Will Ferrell?
No, well, Jim Carrey's the guy that goes and beats Biden for
– Oh, he
for
is?
Because they like – they did made that same mistake where they had – whatever guy playing Trump, I forget his name.
Baldwin,
yeah, like Baldwin. Yeah. And then he went, shot them all. Shot them all. He came in being like Trump, and they're like,
did you see? So Trump can't tweet anymore, but he releases like the press releases on his website and his emails.
Does he?
Yeah, he posted on Easter, he sent out an Easter. He said, Happy Easter to everyone, even the radical left maniacs.
I'm not celebrating Easter, dude. Easter is misogynistic.
Yeah, it's because they're racist or some shit like that.
Yeah, it's racist. The rabbits, they're always depicted as white.
Yep, they're all black rabbits. It's racist. Right? It's transphobic.
In this household, we have a black furred Easter bunny.
It's transphobic. Okay. That's But yeah, no. So DC this morning or this afternoon is actually about like 5:30. Like I got a text. Like I was so. Do you know what? It's the Doomsday plane, right? What's it? The plane that they have like a bunch of military shit on, and they'll transport like different personnel and government employees. What,
Air Force One?
Or no, it's a different one. Oh fuck! It's called the Order 66.
Mm-mm, I've never heard of that.
It's
sounds like some Star Wars.
Star Wars shit. Yeah, I know. Or is that what
Biden's on there with his fucking like hood up, like execute Order 66, man?
That's the code name for it, I think. Or fuck, what
come
is
on,
it?
Execute Order 66, man.
Yeah, Order 66 is the Doomsday plane. So they send it, they scramble it out when they think shit could hit the fan, so that way they've got like people in the air. If like, you know, there was shit going on in the ground. So that actually got sent to Lincoln, Nebraska today while I was on my way to do a show there. So that was fucking eerie. I got a text from Justin Healy. He's like, dude, fucking the Doomsday plane's coming to Lincoln. I'm like, what? So I looked it up and sure as shit. Damn. So 5:45, the Capitol Police sent out a notice evacuating the Washington, D.C. Capitol building today. Because a plane was coming toward them that they said posed a credible threat.
Plane? Was it a Russian jet or something?
They didn't know. They evacuated everyone from the Capitol building. And then fucking paratroopers started coming out of the plane and they were freaking the fuck out trying to get the military.
Do you have video involved of that? Like,
there's video of it. So
I mean, pull that up, man. I want to see that. What, paratroopers, as in like American paratroopers?
So, yeah. So it was the U.S. Army Golden Knights Air Team, skydiving team, was practicing their doing their dry run because they were going to parachute into the Washington National game tonight.
Oh my god.
And they fucking evacuated DC. They scrambled the doomsday jet.
Cause some fucking dickhead there like didn't do the proper paperwork or didn't
communicate. Yeah. And someone didn't communicate. Oh my god,
dude. That just wasted like millions of taxpayer dollars.
Millions of dollars was just blown. And they evacuated Congress, a huge ordeal of it.
Fuck it. I keep wanting to say the Cortez girl. Wanted to say OKC because I've been watching AOC, basketball. Yeah, AOC. OKC, the fucking basketball team. No, AOC is like tweeting about she has like PTSD from it now, dude.
PTSD it was the
Pelosi's like, I'm a fucking American hero. I escaped out of the Capitol.
I made it out with my life intact.
I fucking barely survived. I was under enemy fire.
Dude, even if it was Russian paratroopers, it still wouldn't be as bad as January 6th, okay?
So you know what I could think that without like hearing that it's just our fucking government being a bunch of inept
morons. Yeah,
it's not even like the government. It's like two people somewhere there didn't do what they were supposed to do, and it fucked everybody.
Someone
up.
Didn't
like,
send out a fucking email. It's not about starting World War III. Yeah,
somebody didn't send a call out, and but like, so I remember when I was over in Kuwait during like that. Around like the election time in 2016 when like it was a real possibility that we were gonna like formally invade Syria to like kick the Russian troops and the Assad government out of there. Like I'm telling you, we were fucking about to do that shit, man. I promise you. As
you think we were closer
Gonna do it.
You think we were closer to war with Russia then or now?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Then
we were so close to war with Russia, dude. We were literally about to roll over the border.
Jesus.
Like I was about to roll over the border.
That would have been straight shootout with Russian troops.
Yeah, because they had like Russian like military there that weren't like they were like the military, but they weren't the military. You know what I mean? Like they weren't
like
flags. They were like they're mercenaries, but really it's like they're fucking special groups of their ground forces that are there. And like, I mean, we did actually have ground troops in Syria.
Yeah.
Like they just didn't talk about it, but we did have. They weren't.
Black ops shit.
Yeah, they were just manning like bases and stuff on like the eastern border, like with Iraq and stuff.
Dude, you should have just sent President Zelensky and he would have killed them all himself.
Well, what Russia was doing to saber rattle, which for our listeners here that don't know what the term saber rattling means, it's basically
talking like, shit.
It's basically like talking shit for the sake of like raising, like, you know, raising fucking what's where I'm. Can't think of it right now. Like making everything crazy.
You're just trying to cause chaos.
Crazy, yeah. Escalating, like trying to escalate like tensions. Basically, I think it comes from like something with like people in like the Ottoman Empire would like stand outside of places and like literally rattle their sabers to like. It would provoke like attacks basically.
What the fuck?
I think it's something like that, but so what Russia was doing though back then was we had like aircraft carriers and battleships in the fucking in the Mediterranean Sea, like off the coast of Syria, like because we were sending attack planes and shit to bomb, you know, fucking civilians and stuff over there. But what the Russian like Air Force was doing was they were like flying their attack fighters and shit really, really close to like our planes flying around. And they were flying like tactical bombers to like really close to our ships.
Yeah.
And like, I think there was one instance where one of the ships like actually shot at the Russian jets.
Oh, shit.
Like with their anti-aircraft guns. But like, I think they just shot like warning shots at them. Yeah. I don't remember 100% if there was, but like that was like, dude, we were like on high alert being like, yo, dude, like Russia
it's like DEFCON 2 shit, right?
Yeah, Russia is trying to provoke us to fucking attack them right now. Like we are like in some real shit right now. Luckily, like I do, that's why I always am thankful that like Trump got elected there, because if Hillary would have got elected, dude, it would have been a continuation of Obama's foreign policy. We would have fucking invaded Syria.
I think Hillary would have finished the deal.
That's exactly what was going to happen. It would have been something like Nam, where like,
dude,
we were fighting a proxy war over there, or something like maybe like Korea, where like Korea, you know, we were fighting North Korea technically, but we were really fighting Chinese communist forces in North Korea. Like that's who we were fighting. So like, that's basically what would have happened in Syria, man. It wouldn't have been like a direct fight of us versus Russia in like, you know, our own countries, but we would have been fighting each other over Syria, and a lot of people would have been killed, man. Like,
yeah, no, I believe it. Dude, Hillary basically ran on let's go to war with Russia. That was basically her campaign.
It was going to just be like what Biden's administration is, where it was just a continuation of Obama's administration.
Let's just antagonize them further. Yeah. I do understand it. They're trying to pad the pockets of war profits here. So that's what it comes down to.
I think it's just a world power versus world power thing where Russia being surviving is not good for us, for like American interests. And honestly, like what apparently was happening with Syria was that we wanted to install our own puppet government there so we could build a pipeline for Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, it's
because Assad in Russia wasn't going to let us do it. So
it's not going to change in my lifetime. So I mean, it blows, but nothing's. It is what it is. Do you think we come to blows with Russia, or do you think it's all just going to be saber rattling?
I don't know, man.
I asked you this a month ago, and you didn't think so. I don't know how it's changed. The problem is you don't know what news is true.
They'll say shit
like, oh, Putin dropped a chemical weapon, and then they'll rescind it. And then a day later, it's Putin might have dropped a chemical weapon. And then in a month, it'll be, oh, no, that was
wrong. How I follow the news in Ukraine is how I recommend anybody who wants to follow it should follow the news. When you're looking up like news sites and shit, don't go off of what they're saying. Only kind of try to go off of what their report, like of what they're trying to base their opinions off of, like the facts that they're actually. So like the war maps, the fucking maps of Russian troop movements, the primary sources are kind of, you know what I mean? Those are kind of propagated a little bit, but like if you kind of look around of all the different sources out there, even try to go find some like fucking pro-Russian news sources, man, you can kind of see things that they kind of have in common of what they're reporting. And then they're just basically giving some bullshit opinion about it.
Yeah. And like, be careful with British tabloids.
Yeah, right.
Those are the ones that are getting the articles riling people up, going around. The Sun is particularly bad. They're the ones that are sending out. Oh, Putin dropped chemical weapons. Nuclear bombs are ready to. I mean, there's
ABC and like CBS.
They got sources, and it's probably some troll on Twitter feeding them bullshit or nothing. It could be completely fake.
I've got a couple of very like pretty independent journalists that I follow that kind of report on it. One of them is a guy that's he's independent. He's a Western journalist, but he's he's an independent journalist, but he's clearly very pro Russia, but he's an independent journalist.
Yeah.
But he's like actually in the Ukraine and been there for the past 7 years. He's actually showing footage of like getting fucking, you know, hit by Russian or Ukrainian artillery in towns and shit like that. So like,
yeah,
that's one of the reasons why I always say, like, I know Ukraine are dickheads too over there. Like they're bombing civilians and stuff too. Cause like he's literally been bombed in civilian fucking apartments and stuff by Ukrainian government on camera.
Yeah.
But so like what it doesn't appear to me like all these Western news sources like to say that Ukraine's losing the war. They're not or that Russia's losing the war. They're not.
No.
I think they had some initial troubles just because like Ukraine is really big.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're initially having some fuel supply problems with their vehicles.
They sent a bunch of conscripts and shit in too.
Not necessarily that. I mean, like you can train up conscripts. That's not really that crazy, but you can have like logistical issues in the Ukraine. I mean, like they invaded it in the winter time. like late winter time, and the Ukrainian terrain is very swampy and fucking foresty and stuff. So like, yeah, they can have some logistics issues. That doesn't mean they're completely inept.
Yeah.
It just means that, you know, like for a month they had some logistics issues. Like it happens, like the wars don't go according to plan, man. But yeah. when you go and look at the war maps, you see that they're taking territory like every day. And I think what they're doing is they're letting their fucking east kind of catch up. So they can make their logistics better. Because if you look at, like, they're kind of stalled outside of Kiev in the west, but like you look at the east and they're just, they're closing that fucking gap of the south and north that create supply lines across the rivers and stuff. So
that's
what I think is really going on. But you know what I really like, a very realistic situation that I see that NATO gets involved with it with is because they can't like legally do anything now because Ukraine wasn't a part of NATO and we didn't have treaties with them or anything. So we couldn't legally go to war with Russia in there.
Yeah.
What I think might happen is I think they might say that Russia is using like chemical weapons or something.
Yeah, to try to lure us into war.
Or to try to justify us sending like expeditionary forces there to like try to fight Russia in the Ukraine. And
I think
that Russia's trying to threaten that if we do that, they'll go invade like Finland and like Belarus, or like they'll send stuff out of Belarus and stuff, and they'll go invade Finland,
Sweden.
And like maybe Sweden eventually, but you know what I mean, these non-NATO states that are still like on
Scandinavian
the border.
Countries.
But I mean, if that happens, that would be very scary because like, you know what I mean? That's like, that could be our generation's Vietnam. You know what I mean?
Dude,
like,
it's, that'd be worse than Vietnam.
That's it would be.
Fucking, oh God. I don't even want to think it's not good. And I hate to sound pessimistic, but I just really don't see any good way this ends.
I mean, we have 2 years until the election, and 2 years is a lot of time to be a dickhead. So,
yeah. You know. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to see, man. It doesn't look good.
No.
Maybe they'll just take over Ukraine and that'll be it. But I don't see that being it.
I think if they take Ukraine, I think they keep going, depending on the casualties. Like if the casualties are as bad as they're saying, I don't think they'd want to move on. But
I don't know if they'll. We'll see, man. I think it's just, it really just depends on how the West and NATO react. Because I mean, dude, like England, France, a lot of these Western countries like really want to send troops in there, man.
So does the fucking US. They just won't say it. You know, that's Biden knows that that'd be fucking the end of his presidency if he did that.
I don't think so, man. I think there's a lot of people out there that have been kind of have been manipulated into like,
yeah,
thinking like it would be.
It's the new Iraq war.
Basically.
It's the new Iraq. Dude, you're right. There was a poll 70 the other day. 70% of Americans think we're not doing enough. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Talk to anybody out there. Talk to anybody in the military out there, dude. They would military people are fucking brainwashed into wanting to go fight. So they would love to go have it be like fucking Battlefield, you know, and go fight some Russians, dude. I'll kill some fucking Russians, dude. Be so cool.
Except that all the veterans I know that have been there don't want to.
People that aren't in anymore. People that have gotten out,
they're like, that's not good.
Not drinking that Kool-Aid anymore, man.
Yeah, they're not being fed propaganda. Yeah, I mean, that's what it comes down to. I don't know. Also, I want to know who takes these polls. Because, like, I see, like, the Biden approval ratings, and it's like, 45% approve. And then you look at it, and they pulled, like, 2-1 Democrats. And I'm like, well, okay, come on. These polls are bullshit. You know, what are we doing here? When you're the country, that's not an accurate portrayal of the country. 2-1 Democrat. Come on. You know, like I understand.
Maybe they're just the ones that felt like answering the polls. You know,
there's that too. Yeah. That is a thing, is Republican conservatives are less likely to answer polls. People that lean to the right because they have jobs. They can't answer those calls in the middle of the day. So
there's Democrats out there with jobs, too.
Yeah. It's Starbucks and shit. So, all right. Let's end it on that. We are officially in DEFCON 420. So all right.
Yes.
It's been Bread and Circuses. I'll let y'all know when I got show dates coming up. Peace the fuck out, y'all.
Deuces, y'all.